Blog Talk Radio.
You think the people of this country exist to provide you with position. I think your position exists to provide those people with freedom.
Guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big B.A., keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need, we know who to blame. United Socialist States of America, how do you like that name? The USA, and y'all can keep the change.
Hey, folks, welcome to Patriot Family Chat. I'm one of your hosts, Linda, broadcasting from Oceanside, California. I know Bill's on the line. I'm trying to bring him up now. And it's beautiful weather here today. It's fantastic. Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Linda. How are you?
Oh, hanging in there. Oh, my gosh. There's so much to go into. I just want to shout out to Yola and everyone who's listening. Hopefully more people will come. I put out the blast early, put it on Facebook, put it on Patriot Family. So we're just trying to drum up people coming in. Sometimes it's hard to sign in. You know, it takes time. But
yeah.
This is brought to you by PatriotFamilies.com. Patriot Families with a Y-S. Great site. And, Bill, you're in Indiana. I'm in California. Yo's in New York. And we got trouble right here in River City.
we got troubles all over. They're coming at us from all sides. This immigration and immigration. Now, I just want to get this one out of the way quick.
Okay.
Now, we're talking people coming here and illegally and getting in line in front of everybody who's been waiting in line for years. I know a lady who's been waiting in the Philippines for about 14 years for to come here legally.
I know.
And yet these others come in here, you're going to forgive their crimes. Are you going to forgive the Americans you got locked up with equal crimes?
It's very sad.
Are they going to?
Well, you know,
is Mexico going to release all the Americans they have down there that are in their country illegally?
Probably not. No, they're
no.
Because they have
going to equal out the amount that comes from different countries, or is this all going to be a specific group?
Yeah, there was, I think Ron sent it to me, and I sent it to you, and I also put it on Facebook, I think, but I can't remember now. It was Nigel Farage in Britain talking to his people, you know, how they have the EU, and he was going off not only on the financial crisis that's looming, but their illegal immigration and what it's going to do to the Eurozone. It's just the same exact nonsense. This is all by design, Bill, all of it.
Yeah, and you and I know what it is driving it. And it's aggravating that you cannot get people to understand or to even check into Agenda 21.
Well, I do it every day. Every day I post it. I post all of it.
I read the stuff you post. I see Yo's stuff that she posts.
Right.
I see stuff, you know, I post all the time. And I know many others that are. But there's a lot of others that will not take the time to check into or read something.
Oh,
and
I
always go back to a movie, and I wouldn't suggest having kids around, but maybe some people should actually watch it and understand something about it. It's called Boondock Saints. And in it, they're talking about a woman who was brutally attacked and nobody in the street did anything while it happened.
Exactly.
And the priest looks up to the crowd and he says, We must all fear the evil of bad men, that is true. But we must fear even more the indifference of good men.
And they do nothing, yes.
That's prophetic, because that's what we have in this nation.
Well, this
we have a huge thronging of indifferent people who think everything will be all right, everything's this or that.
The founding fathers and other great people of those times would say that there is a greater evil when good men stand and watch it happen and do nothing. Absolutely. I'm paraphrasing, but you know what I'm saying. They sit and do nothing. And this goes back to 200 to 300 years, those types of quotes. And you and I know these things because we have the foresight to read. We have the capacity to read, and we can comprehend what we do. And my cousin was talking to me about the State of the Union just the other day in an email, and she's always been a conservative. She actually kind of gave me a heads up even before I fully understood how evil this guy is, Obama. And she said one of the things she had feared the most was this man back before he was elected the first time. And I think she had an in-depth intuition as to just how evil this guy is. And then once I found out, of course, and then once I heard him speak and start his nonsense, especially in 2009, I knew. I mean, I didn't even have to read one iota of the books I have right now to know that he was exactly like the other dictators of the past, especially in Europe. I mean, the similarities were just jumping all over the place. I mean, it was just quite clear to anyone with half a brain. And, of course, now I see, I can connect the dots. I'm reading history like it's going out of style, you know, and have done for 5 years. I mean, I'm just absorbing everything. I'm almost in the halfway point of Bonhoeffer. And I'm telling you, the stuff that – that book is amazing. I would recommend it to anyone. It's just phenomenal, and it's everything that I've read so far is so relevant for today. And what they're doing now, I mean, with this gun grabbing, it's just frightening. The thing that the show that Glenn had on today, I got to tell you about this. There were three people, two of which, and these were all people who had their rights violated. These people are possibly facing jail time. They did nothing wrong. The police overstepped. They went into their homes without warrants. I mean, this, and they confiscated their guns. It's weird. And this one woman, she that was on the show, she's a relative of people who did survive Hitler's Holocaust. And she says, I know from where I speak. And Glenn says, yeah, you sure do. And she says, we're living in Hitler's America right now. And this, the gentleman who was also brought up on charges that are bogus, he said, this is an all-out war. This is an all-out war on American people and American citizens right now, all out. And he says, nobody's safe from this because all of us here sitting in the room have done nothing wrong and never not played by the rules, and they've come after us. And it's frightening. So the other story on the Blaze was where the guy, remember the one, he posted this picture of the kid in the camis and the AR-15, and they brought the four policemen. This was in New Jersey. They he and his wife knew their rights, so they didn't allow the police to come in. They brought a parentals, you know, that departments of protecting kids and all that nonsense people. They were threatening to take the kids away and search the house and confiscate guns. They had no warrant. The gentleman who owned the home was on the phone to his wife. The wife stayed on the line. He immediately got onto to another cell phone line and called his attorney. I mean, they stood their ground, and that one turned out really well. And Glenn says he's going to stay on top of it and make sure that.
Well, that's to us here in southern Indiana, that's just as ridiculous as can be, because there are so many deer hunters, and these guys are raised deer hunting, and they raise their boys to be deer hunters.
Right.
And I don't know a kid who doesn't have camouflage stuff.
Okay, I know. Here's the deal.
I mean,
this whole family is NRA trained, okay? They're every one of them. The phone's ringing because my mom—that's my mom's line, so she'll pick it up. It's either an advertisement or it's my sister, because my brother-in-law is still in hospital because he did another procedure on him. So we're like, you know, we're dealing with phones. But go ahead, Bill.
One was Chad's, and he's just ringing here. Yeah, you know, there is no common logic here today. There's no sitting down and talking. All we get is the theatrical stuff. No one sits down. And I'm going to be honest. Even here in my area, there's an elite group who want to run everybody and control everybody. They want all the money to themselves. They want to own everything. And if you go buy something, it should be something they're invested in. And that's just how it is. And it's that way across this nation. We have succumbed to greed. It's either greed for money.
Oh, I'm seeing it every day.
Power.
Every day.
You know,
absolutely.
And that's it. And it just kills me. It kills me inside because...
Oh, I know. Well, here's the thing.
That's the downfall of everything.
Yes, and here's... Go ahead.
And we never go after the ones that are responsible for all the world's problems. That top 0.01%.
I know. I know who you're talking about. We've talked about it many times on our shows. I mean, Michael Magic's shows, Philo's calling in, Frank, Ron, my show, everybody. I mean, we have all talked about the Illuminati and the 300 people who do these evil things to us. You know, and Ron said on his show yesterday, he says he kept harping on the monetary. And I know that Saturday night, Mike from the hot seat, he was on his show talking the same way. And he says, we've got to stop feeding the beast. And I said, yes, Mike, but how do you get whoever still has a job, you know, to comply with it? How do you get that many people who still have jobs to comply with it?
Here's what you have to do. You have to put that debt clock up there so everybody can see that thing spinning. And then you put the bald-faced truth out there.
Absolutely.
There is no cut in spending until that clock stops and starts to turn the other direction. Until that happens, our government is screwing us.
Yeah,
they are sinking us deeper and deeper and deeper.
It's
time we clean house on both parties.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? Even Levin's coming around to that. He absolutely knows that Republican Party is going to be split right in two, and it is already, because everybody's had.
Who can you trust?
There's only five senators and five congresspeople right now that I could hold up to say maybe. I'm serious.
Well, I can
tell you
from all the groups that have been trying to wake this country up about the effects of illegal immigration and the costs and everything else of it, that Rand Paul just lost a whole lot of support.
What did he say? What did he – I missed that.
He's for – well, he basically – it came off that he was for an amnesty.
Oh, my God. Yeah, see, this is the problem. They all get sucked into this, and you just don't know where to turn other than, you know.
What about the ones that want to be here but don't want to be citizens?
Oh, there's tons of them.
There's a lot of them.
I watched a video today, and I reposted it on Facebook by my friend Lynn Welke, and these radicals have been all over San Diego and all over Orange County, and they've been in L.A., and they've been all over the country with their little Ozatlan retake back arc, you know, all this nonsense.
I dare any elected official to look me in the eye and give me the answer to why do we give to them what they would not fight for in their own country.
Well, here's the problem. These people are lying to their constituents and to their audiences because they've got these poor clowns convinced that they own this land and they don't. We paid for it in the 1800s to the tune of a few million bucks, and it was a done deal. So end of story. This is a sovereign nation. We're sick of it. And what I did today, there was
Go to the oldest known spot in Mexico. Look at the architecture there.
Oh, I know.
What you will see is a creator God standing in the middle, kind of looks like a heavyweight Jesus. And around him, carved into the walls, are the heads of every race on the planet.
Wow.
And this is the oldest place in Mexico, the oldest.
It
predates the Incas and the Aztecs and all them.
So the other thing that I do is I post things to, in fact, Glenn put a shout out so we could do this. If you guys, I'm going to do it to Daryl and I'll go to the Blaze and find out more information. Because
I don't want to make this into a Latino thing. It is not a Latino thing.
No,
it's
not.
It is a legal and an illegal thing.
It's a sovereignty thing. It is absolutely sovereignty.
Someone who respected my country enough to follow the rules in coming here, I respect him. But someone who thinks they can just sneak across my border.
Oh, I know.
And then
I
demand
know.
Something that someone else like this other guy, whom my respect earned.
Uh-huh.
That slightens what my friend went through.
Exactly.
I
know
legally.
That. And I think all of us know people like that. I had a roommate for a couple of years who came here legally.
There was an organization called You Don't Speak for Me.
Yeah.
And it was Hispanics Against Illegal Immigration.
Wow. Anyway, this gal, she's completely bilingual because she speaks perfect English, and she came at 19 with a regular visa that she was supposed to. I believe it was a student or something. I can't remember, but it was all legal. She waited her turn. She applied for citizenship, and it took many, many years, but she did it. Before I left her home, she was a U.S. citizen and proud to be one, and a conservative. And I hugged her and I said, I'm so proud of you. And yes, it does laugh in the face of these people. It's just horrendous. I mean, look, you got to understand what's going on here. I want to switch just for a second to what Glenn said. These SOBs and that Kerry and the UN right now, they're talking about the small arms treaty. There's two bills, one's in the House and one's in the Senate. So if you go to the Blaze, you'll probably figure it out. And we have to write to our congressmen and our senators and tell them to put the kibosh on this small arms treaty nonsense. And
first, if they sign any bill, they violate the Constitution.
I know. But look
any
what
bill
our
violates the Constitution. Any bill that says limits guns in any way, shape, or form, you violated the Constitution.
Well, you know what? What are we going to do? Walk up there and arrest them? I mean, Terry Kiley suggested that several times. I'd love to. But how do you – I mean, you know, if you got 1.2 million to stand behind me, I'll go. You know, give me the handcuffs.
I'll go
after Stretch Piglosi and Dirty Harry, you know, the Lizard of Las Vegas. First, that's his new name, Terry Reed, the Lizard of Las Vegas. I love it.
Yes, and you know, there is just I gotta be honest. If a group of us was wanting to sit back and plan to take over the country and stuff, we'd be loving this. This would be part of our plan. Because you're doing it. They're doing it one step at a time, at a time.
Exactly.
Making sure not to set anything off. Because they know once they set something off, it's done.
Yep. And here, oh, yeah, I know. Here's the thing. You know, talking about posting stuff, I did two posts today that were important. One was on Facebook and one was to my friend because I saw something in the newspaper because they're Agenda 21-izing. Escondido, they're trying to get rid of this farmland. I'm telling you, I sent him an email. I says, you got to check out the UT. He probably won't be home till 5 or 5:30, and he'll check out my emails. And I told him, if you need any help fighting this, you let me know, and I'll bring everybody on board I can get my hands on at Vista Tea Party.
I know exactly what you're saying, and this is why it's very important that everybody out there get a copy of the – there's a copy of everyone. Every county has a comprehensive plan.
Yes, they do.
Read that comprehensive plan, people. Know what they're planning to do.
Well,
here I'm trying to wake people up because in our county comprehensive plan, it calls for a corporate farm land.
Oh, my God.
You know, they decide. And
yes.
The people in the small towns better wake up around here because it plans on doing away with you. You'll either live in Brownstown or Seymour.
Oh, my God. And exactly. And this is what they're doing. But here's the thing. I can go to Escondido, Vista, Oceanside, Del Mar, Carlsbad, Encinitas, Oceanside, and I can look at their comprehensive plans. You know how identical they are, Bill? Because they're all written by ICLEI. Identical.
Yeah. ICLEI or the developers.
Oh, sure. Oh, we got them both here. We got
PDP,
everything here.
Something like that.
What ours is.
I could be wrong, but
there's one called.
It's a development, and
there's several here. There's BIA. There's the Builders Industrial Something Alliance, and then there's this new Urban West group out of Santa Monica, of all places, that want to do this in Escondido.
Now, there you go. You got construction crews in there.
Absolutely.
I want you to check into Agenda 21 and what it says about buildings and nothing being, you know, they're not responsible for nothing.
Oh, well, the whole thing, at this point, what we're looking at is this is about power and greed. These people, see, the ones who are going along with this have no clue. The ones who are pushing it, like the builders and stuff, they don't care. All they care about is money, power, and greed. The ones who are pushing it and offering them state or federal money are the ones that you have to point the finger at, and that's the Agenda 21 New World Order SOBs that are pushing this, and you and I know that.
Oh, yeah. And one of our biggest threats right now, and I've seen you post about it, and I've seen Yo post about it, and many others, is Monsanto.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
This is the killer of children.
This is killer of everybody. This is democide. Okay,
and
I also...
You hear Bill Gates talk about health care and all this stuff and this stuff and this stuff.
What a schmuck he is.
Did you know Bill Gates had something like 500,000 shares he bought like in the last year and a half? Within the last year and a half,
sure.
He bought 500,000 shares of Monsanto.
He's a eugenicist. He's evil. I know exactly who he is. He might as well be a member of the Club of Rome, for all I know. I mean,
you ever notice the people who support abortion won't get one themselves?
Oh,
won't
yeah,
let themselves be aborted,
please.
You know. Hey.
Hey, did you guys look, thinking about the double standards, did you see that thing? I don't know if I posted it to you guys or somehow I got a hold of it. I think I did on Facebook, where the woman who put this thing together on Obama wouldn't eat because he didn't have his food taster there, and they were laughing about it. They were laughing about it. These people.
I have
a
challenge for Mr. Gates. Bill Gates, I'm an old guy. But I challenge you to no electricity, nothing, surviving in the woods for a month with just pocket knives all you get.
Wow. Oh, I love you, Bill. I know where you're going with this, and I can hardly wait to hang out with you. And I know that your friend Mike that was on last week, he was laughing, but he doesn't know me because, see, I'm older, so if I don't write things down, I'll forget them. This is why I'm bringing a notepad. That's the deal.
Mike's trying to find himself. He's a young guy. And
I notice
he's onto the CFR and the Trilateral Commission and all that stuff right now. And I'm like, go for it.
Yeah.
You're learning.
So,
you're learning.
What I did was, the other thing I did today was I have on my Facebook page, I get information from Daryl Issa and see what he's up to. And he's out there. This guy, and the last time I actually heard him speak on the town hall thing on my telephone, and it's a good thing I didn't chime in because they probably would have arrested me after that phone call. But I know where he stands on energy now. I'm not happy with him. I know where he stands on immigration. I know where he stands on all this crap, especially this green energy nonsense. And then he posts this little, you know, cute historical thing about the biplanes and the first, I guess it was the Army's air pilots, right? Saying,
yeah.
Oh, look how far we've come in all these years. And I put back to him on the page, I says, oh, yeah, they've come really far. I says, I just want to know which branch of our service pilots are flying the ones with the chemtrails. Maybe you should work on that for us, Daryl. And then I hit the enter button. I was ticked.
And I don't know anybody special, Linda. In my area where I live at, there are hundreds of people who can do what I said.
I know.
And
half of them
were never in the military.
But that's okay because they were raised in that area. I know.
They were raised that way. They were
absolutely
raised surviving like that. It's part of our heritage, and we still carry it on.
Sure, of course. Oh, my gosh.
I know people who, during squirrel season, they're hunting and they're cooking. And I know people do the same in rabbit season, deer season, all these seasons. People are big on eating those kinds of things around here.
Yep. Yeah, so go ahead.
And they want them to because it does a service. Otherwise, you get overpopulated and everything gets killed.
Yeah,
dies off stunts and this and that.
Wait,
that's
you hear
something the environmentalists don't realize. You overpopulate an area with animals, you stunt them.
speaking of environmentalists and animals, you've got to let me read this, okay? I'm going to go away from the studio, so if there's no callers right now, so I'm going to read this. You are not going to believe this. Okay, this I found earlier today from Facebook, and then I had to go all the way through all these things to get to it. And it says, Sacramento, California environmentalists are pushing legislation to ban lead ammunition in California to prevent toxins. And I know this is an old story. From poisoning scavengers that eat animal remains left by hunters. Final language of the bill was introduced Monday, but see, it's all coming back. Assemblymember Anthony Rendon, Democrat, Lakewood, who said the legislation would remove a lingering source of pollution from the environment. Oh, I hate these people. It was sponsored by three major environmentalist groups, Defenders of Wildlife, Audubon California, and the Humane Society of the United States. All these guys are Agenda 21 pushers. There really is no question that lead ammo, this is, I'm quoting these clowns, lead ammo is a threat, said Kim Delfino of Defenders of Wildlife. To pass a bill in California would set the stage for this happening throughout the country the way, get this, the way low emission vehicle standards change the market nationwide. See, because of the way they always follow this damn state, said lead is a neurotoxin that has thwarted efforts to restore endangered California condors to their historic habitat, which I don't believe them for a minute. It's the major cause of death for condors and affects other scavengers such as bald eagles, golden eagles, and turkey vultures. Yeah, see, these guys make up this nonsense. Okay, opponents of restrictions on ammunition purchases argue that animals that suffer from lead poisoning could be getting it from another source. They cite the fact that incidences of poisoning have not declined despite a ban since 2008 on the use of lead ammunition in the 8-county area where condor recovery is underway. So that negates their theory. The NRA has opposed all bans on lead ammo in the past. The gun rights groups has dismissed studies from the University of California, Davis and the University of California, Santa Cruz, that show poisonings of birds of prey are highest during hunting seasons and that the lead isotopes in their bloodstreams match ammunition. The NRA says those studies are flawed. The NRA officials did not immediately return telephone messages seeking comment on the new bill. Studies have shown that non-lead ammo fires as accurately, but it's a lot more expensive. But in some calibers, it is more expensive than bullets made of lead. Well, proponents of the ban argue that as non-lead ammo becomes more popular with hunters, the prices will continue to decrease. Bull, as far as I'm concerned. Okay, the bill comes as a subcommittee of the California Fish and Game Commission is studying whether to institute a ban statewide, so it's coming statewide. The commission has looked at the lead issue for years, said Michael Sutton, the department's president. Should we ban it on state lands, ecological areas, and preserves for all hunting statewide? I'm not going to hazard a guess as to what the commission will do. Oh, yeah. It says supporters, including pediatrician Richard Pan, Democrat of Sacramento, said lead shot in animals consumed by humans is a public health issue because it puts children at risk for brain damage. It said, the last paragraph, we don't have to choose between hunting and protecting wildlife, these idiots said. This Jennifer Fearing of the Humane Society of the United States. Removing lead from the environment isn't just good science. It's also the right thing to do. This is what we're up against.
Well, you know, go back and read the cap and trade bill.
Seriously,
right now, go back and read the original version of the cap and trade bill. And then look at how much of it they have already implemented or are trying to finish off implementing. They did it behind the backs of Congress, who rejected it in the Senate. It couldn't get passed there. And they did it anyway.
I know. They did
that
in California.
That shows you the kind of respect the elected have for us.
Oh, no. They have zero. These people do not represent anyone but themselves and the money and the power and the global elites. I'm telling you, this is evil. This is all evil stuff.
Well, you know what? I'm not against people having work visas and coming to my country. But when you're using them for political gain, that says something about your morality. They are human beings. They're not pawns. And many of them have fled some pretty drastic situations. But instead of, what do you do to help them?
Well, I mean, the immigration...
All you're interested in is what can you get out of them?
Right.
How little.
Exactly. And I know that California, the entire state of California, pays $21 billion per year, the taxpayers, to support these illegals and this craziness. It's a huge drain in California. I've been posting stuff and telling these people, and every time I get a chance, if it's all week long I've been doing it. In fact, all of last week, all of this week, anytime there's something in the newspaper, I go in there and tell them, you people do not understand what you're doing. I said, please.
And the anchor baby needs to be blocked.
Yeah,
exactly.
The
14th Amendment, the amendment had nothing to do with that. It had
to
do with the children of slaves. And that's exactly what it had to do with. And it has been exploited and exploited and exploited by both political parties for political gain.
Sure.
It's it ain't because they care about people.
They're going to
they
ruin
care about
the
themselves.
Country. It's
oh, they
all
care
part
about
of
themselves.
The plan. It's all
Look
part
them
of
all.
The plan. I know.
I'm going to tell you something. I had a guy here recently just ruined me on the Republican Party as a whole. Because he gets on the internet, he posts all this constitutional stuff and our founding fathers and this and that, and the guy signed our county comprehensive plan and will not talk about it. It's totally, reading it, it's not no constitution behind it.
Yeah, I mean, look.
There's no liberty there.
All of my
friends,
here in California who are on this, like White on Rice, my friend Jeff Schwick, he's always doing this stuff. There's all kinds of meetings coming up. I'll try to get to as many as I can here in San Diego to go against this Oxitlan nonsense and this pro-amnesty garbage, and it's just permeating our Southern California here, huge. And it's really, really sad. And I've got Lynn Welke. She's the one that put up the video. I think I reposted it for you guys where that clown was, literally screaming about, we're taking this back. It's rightfully ours and all this garbage. You know, it's like, my God. And you know this is all tied into the global elites. They want this. They want and the Cyprus deal. I mean, Glenn drew the picture today with Bloom Turd and Cyprus. In fact, I just heard, I think on my way back, from the market before I got into Blog Talk, the EU was put down by Cyprus, and they said, no way are you taking our people's money. And so they put the kibosh on that. But they'll come back like the cockroaches.
Eventually, here shortly, it'll all be on a chip or a card or whatever. I'm going to tell you something. Isaac Asimov once said that technology would be the destruction of mankind by mankind destroying himself with technology.
Yep.
And that's exactly what's going to happen.
It's exactly correct. And I also saw there was a lot of postings on Facebook and other places about the microchip March 23rd.
Yep.
And I think I put up there, I did, I put up there, I said, well, I don't know how big of a hole that needle makes, but I know how big of a hole my 12-gauge makes. Because they hate putting one in me. No. We got to fight these people, Bill. This is nuts. I mean,
Who can you trust, Linda?
Well, you can't. God.
Yeah. Can you really trust your doctor?
God. No.
Can you really trust, the police?
No. No, not anymore.
Not in my county. I don't see no cop in my county standing up and saying, hey, he's going to support, he's going to back the Second Amendment.
And as far as I know, I don't have any constitutional sheriffs that are members of California Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association in my town, anywhere in San Diego County at all. And so I don't trust any of them because we have, I think his name's Bill Gore. Is it Gore? Yeah. And
our,
that guy
our sheriff,
is
horrible. Our sheriff here is Carruthers, and he's a good guy, but he's controlled.
See, I want a Sheriff Mack, and I want a Sheriff Lopey, and Paul Babeau, and a Sheriff Joe, and a assembly person like Russell Pierce. Those are the people I want. because I know who they are. I've met these people in person. I sat next to them, shaken their hands, and spoken, took the oath myself. There's another convention coming up soon in Orange County. I plan to go to that one, too, if I can get up there. So, you know, it's just, it's, yeah, there are certain people, the oath keepers you can trust, constitutional sheriffs like Mac and the rest of them, yes, you can, because they're on our side. They speak loud and clear. I reposted that one, too, I think, not too long ago with Sheriff Mac speaking. And I think, I don't know if I have Michael putting that up yet on there. And there was a couple other audio clips I'm going to play tomorrow, which are amazing. A huge group of black conservative people gathering and talking about the history of gun banning against black Americans and how the Republicans have always been on their side and the Democrats have not. So it's really cool. You'll love that tomorrow. It was amazing. So,
well, you know, the amnesty is a slap in the face to the blacks if they look at it.
Well, everything
that's going to bring 12 million Hispanics pushes the blacks further down the minority pole.
Mm-hmm. Not only that,
it'll make it harder.
Not only that, they in certain areas when you look in our country and you let's go through all of the factual data. In Europe, Nigel Farage talked about it. I think Glenn talked about it. I know Ron's talked about it. Look at these numbers of unemployment. I think even Rand Paul talked about it, but I'm not sure. I can't remember who was on. Everything's so jumbled up with, you know, how information overload gets you. The youth, the black youth, the huge amounts of unemployment in youth all over the world because of all this globalization and this garbage and this IMF and everything else they're doing. It's evil. It's all part of the plan. I'm telling you. And they want to control the Common Core education. They want to get them at preschool. You heard idiot Obama talk about that in one of his damn speeches, that evil.
I heard Eric Holder speak against homeschooling.
Of course. That was the latest
one.
And
I see our government operating against the family that homeschools.
Yep,
being immigrants.
Absolutely. They were under asylum from Germany, and now Derelict Holder is saying that you don't have a right to homeschool. They're essentially saying the state owns everything. If you tie this in with Cyprus, you don't own your car. You don't own nothing. You don't own your bank account. You don't own your kids. It's ridiculous. It's
Huge. Wasn't there already an executive order that signed that they can get into our bank accounts?
I'm sure they can.
Part of the
you know
health,
what?
That part of the healthcare thing.
I'll tell you something. Well, all the healthcare. Yeah, exactly. They already have that ability. I'll bet they've had it for years. Look, I would say to everybody, you've got to protect your. Okay, thanks, Yo. Be blessed. She's taken off. Anyway, yeah, we'll talk, Yo, on the Delaney thing, and I'm just going to get down to my travel agent to get the best deal. So that I can get over there at a decent hour. If I have to take a 2 a.m. flight out of here, I'm going to do it. So I can have fun. But, and you know, if you guys can do like last year and just make sure I have a blanket, pillow, and a ride to and from the airport, that would be fantastic.
We got you covered.
And I'm going to bring extra, you know, a couple extra bucks for whatever kind of food you guys need to purchase. You know, throw in a little bit of cash for y'all. And
hey, thank you. We just do like a eat-in snack thing on the Friday night, whatever. Some, you know, everybody always brings something.
Sure.
And then on Saturday night, we'll grill some steaks and stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to do them though. If I don't get a report back and showing that somebody's coming, I'm only going to order so many steaks.
Absolutely. Well, I did put out the word to Robert Kaplan in Florida, and we're trying to urge him. And I've also put the word out to Michael Magic, and I'm hoping Rod comes in because he said that he would do it. So I would love to see everybody show up. I mean, I'm going to keep pushing it and touting it and, you know, building it up and everything else because those are the things that I want to enjoy.
Oh, yeah. Sausage.
Oh, okay.
So, I ain't forgetting that, yo.
Okay, is
oh
that what
gosh.
You're doing? That's what she must be doing on the first day.
She said, don't forget sauce, meatballs, sausage subs.
So what we'll do, I'm just going to buy one. If you guys get me to the Walmart before I get up to the campsite, I'll get extra wine, so I'll be set for that. But like I said, if there's fresh garlic you need or anything like that, you know.
Well,
and then
we'll know when we all get together. We'll make
absolutely
a run.
Absolutely. And then we can, yeah, because Saturday morning we could do it. I'd love to do that. That would be great.
And, yeah, we'll get some farm fresh eggs. How's that?
Oh, my gosh. And we need, like, maybe some, I know you guys probably aren't
bacon.
My
bacon.
Oh, yeah.
They're real
deal.
My wife won't go without bacon.
Absolutely. And I'm not sure if you guys like salads, but I make a mean garden salad. And, you know, you can put any kind of dressing you want on it. But
well, you'll find out something about these country folk, Linda.
Yeah.
There's not much they won't eat.
Especially
I mean, seriously, there's not much you can put in front of them they won't devour.
And I got to tell you, my catering business is doing okay. It's not taking off like I want to, but the people that have already ordered and keep reordering, they love my food because I've been in the business for so long, and I followed Emeril and the guy that I used to work for, who was an actual chef, you know, and he taught me how to make that baked salmon. Oh, my God, you guys would die if you said baked salmon.
But, I used to watch this old guy from Louisiana.
Oh, cool.
He passed away. But he was awesome.
Yeah,
and back when
I
was a kid, my mother watched The Galloping Gourmet.
I did, too, when I was younger.
I just thought he should have been called The Gulping Gourmet. That was
you know
the
what?
Wine-drinkingest guy.
That guy, he used to make, and I think I still have the recipe in my storage thing with all my recipes, and I love lobster. I absolutely love lobster. Okay, I can't help it. Especially if it's Maine lobster. Oh, yeah. And he made lobster thermidor, and I actually got to have it up in Van Nuys when there was an old-fashioned restaurant that used to make it from scratch the way it was meant to be made. Oh, God, that stuff's good. Oh, man. It's high test. There's nothing low-calorie about it. It's just so good. Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. I have a recipe. I know we probably won't have time to do it unless we all hang out Sunday night and do it, but I make this bacon-wrapped chicken dish. Oh, God. It's another one. With mashed potatoes, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Well, we can have that discussion at that point. But what I was going to say about preparing, because they're going to do the same thing here, and God knows if it's 6 months or a year from now, they're going to come after our money, Bill. You know what I'm saying? They're going to
That's funny to me, Linda, because I don't keep much money in the bank at all.
You're very wise, and I have to start.
I've never been able to trust those people.
Yeah,
my cousins used to own the bank where I bank at.
And here's the deal. Whatever you do from here on out, and I know we're on the air, but don't tell anybody what we're doing. I mean, except your immediate family. Just never broadcast what we're trying to do. They will come after us so fast. If they're just coming after people for being in public and reading the Constitution out loud, and calling them extremists and taking their guns and putting them on trial. This is, you know what I'm saying? This is not good. Not good at all.
You know, I just want to be left alone.
Absolutely. Look, here's my deal. I want to go back to exactly what James Madison said, what Thomas Jefferson said, and what people like Samuel Adams said, and George Washington, and all the people, and John Locke, and Adam Smith, and people who had brains, not these clowns we have now, these usurpers, as far as I'm concerned. They're cockroaches, blood-sucking usurpers. They all ought to be in Gitmo, every dang one of them. That's just me. I want to go back to the original Constitution, and everything that was never should have been there can be repealed, amended. We have our country back. I don't know how we're going to do it short of a revolution. You know what? They're going to foment. They're going to push us to it.
Well, what you have is both the elected powers are trying to take over to where they are the ones that have the say, not the masses. It's the elitist syndrome.
They're
all psychos. They're all think themselves above and better than anyone else.
Yeah, they're sociopaths, and they're narcissistic freaks like Obama. That man is the slithering, that thing. I think I sent out an email about 6 months ago, because 4 months ago when you know, the Chinese year of the rat or the year of the rabbit or whatever, and it says, this is the year of the snake. And I go, quite fitting, we have a serpent in the White House. I mean,
you know,
yeah.
What you have is people, they're never going to be content. They're always going to be trying to grab more wealth and more power.
Absolutely.
More wealth and more power.
And
they're
more freedom
content.
Away from us.
They don't understand what contentment is.
No,
they don't understand that contentment, to most men in this country, contentment is being with the people you love.
I know.
Being able to provide for them. And being able to just live a good life.
I got to tell you, you know, Bill, one of the answers, and I think Glenn's right, and a lot of people that I know here who are good patriots in my area, there's not many, but there's you know, as many as we can handle. And they understand the founding. They understand what biblical preaching and teaching's about, and homeschooling and family and the love of family and charitable giving from the heart, like Ben Franklin understood what that was. I tweet these things to people. I email people these items. In fact, there was a caller on Mike's show the other day, and he was talking about the word separation of church and state. And so once he was finished with his little diatribe, Mike says, Lindy, you want to take this one? I says, absolutely. And I said,
well,
there is no separation of church and state.
On the most part, I would say it's not the people in the county I live in.
Right.
Because the elected in power and they
exactly.
keep trading power amongst themselves and within their families.
I know.
These people got to go.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
it's
yeah.
those that have been elected that still keep playing with the elected so they can all be inside investing together, packing
yep.
their wallets.
Yep.
It doesn't matter if they got to use the illegals or not, as long as they can make a profit off of it.
Of course. Oh,
and
I'm going
we,
right
we
through
see that
right
around
now.
Here when we watched Andy Royalty built a construction company on the back of illegals,
uh-huh.
and now he's part of the county government.
Yeah, and we go through this in Oceanside. We go through this in many of our towns here. We're going through it in Escondido, in Vista, San Marcos, all of them, because it's all controlled by ICLEI, and these people are marching to the evil Pied Piper bill. And I've even said that in my postings at the Union Tribune. I says, why are you people marching to the evil Pied Piper of Agenda 21? Why? And I went on to explain to them. I'm going, you people have no idea what you're doing. I said, you
they
are
don't.
So,
well,
you are so
clueless. Let's be real. They're doing it stealthily.
Yep.
Tiny little steps at a time. It's like I said,
that.
You're in a circle.
I said, do you think they're going to dump the whole sand of the truck of load of sand on you at once? Oh, no, you'll wake up. They're going to get you one grain at a time, and this is the first grain, and you have no idea what the end game is. But here's the websites to go to, and I'll tell you what it is. It ain't no freedom left for you when that's the end game. I tell them, Bill, every day.
There's a great song by the Rivoli Review called the USS of A.
Oh, wow.
Listen to it.
Okay.
Because I'm telling you, that's what's happened. They have
yeah.
stealthily taken us over. You're
yep.
in the middle, and every time you spin to face one object, five, six objects behind you move towards
right.
you. And when
it's
you
like
turn
I,
there,
I know.
Turn there to face those, they stop, and five or six behind you facing the other way move.
Well, here's
that's
the
how
thing.
It goes. It just keeps going and closing
yeah,
in and closing
I told
in.
My mom,
one day you're going to wake up. And you're going to be a slave of the government if you're alive.
Yeah, I know. I told my mom, I said, here's how they're doing at us. This is how they're coming at us. It's like I've got three members of a little tiny volunteer fire department, right, with a old-fashioned truck and a couple hoses, right, and maybe one ladder. And there's six gazillion little hot spots of fires they've got surrounding me. And I can't
yeah.
pull them all out. I can't even get to one. This is how I feel, and I know you feel the same way. That's exactly
it's getting very frustrating for me, and the more I see things closing in on us,
right.
the more I'm going to withdraw.
I know.
Because you know, I've been screaming for 6 years, Linda.
I know.
And
I know.
There are a lot that I know that I've listened and there's others that have joined and everything.
Sure.
At some point in time, it's going to come down.
Oh, I know. Oh, it's
the
part
whole,
of the plan.
The whole everything.
And here,
the
here's
economy, the culture.
Oh, I know. Once that goes, Once the collapse comes, you know that that's and you and I don't have a crystal ball. We don't know how that's going to play out because we don't know what they're going to do. But I know what I'm going to do, and I know you know what you're planning on doing. And like I said, I've got to bring at least one yellow pad to that reunion so I can take some notes because I need to know, because I'm going to be in California probably when this melts down. I don't know. I don't know how much time my mom has left. God bless her. She's healthy and she's beautiful. I love her. And I have
well,
to take
with
her.
Everything
I can't
going
leave.
On, who knows how much any of us got left, Linda.
I know. I know.
I mean,
I know.
I noticed that you put a thing on there about chemical sprays.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
well,
evil. And you know what? Every time I look at the new information, that's probably why my garden didn't grow last year. One of the reasons. I'll bet you anything. But I'm going to test the theory in April because I have non-hybrid seed right now. So,
well, that's good. That's good. I would encourage everybody to get non-hybrid seeds while you can.
Absolutely.
While you can.
Absolutely. I've got a website to go to. So
I've got one I post on my page frequently. And that's where we get our seeds from. Plus, my buddy Chad here, he works at a landscaping place where they sell all those kinds of things.
Right.
So, yeah, we have.
Praise the Lord. So, I guess if California decides to take away my bullets that are made out of lead or my ability to purchase them, I'm thinking, I got to drive to Nevada down on Tropicana to the little gun shop and see if I can get them there. I mean, I don't know what else to do. I'm ready to scream. These people are, they're coming at us like crazy. It's evil. It's just, it's terrifying. Oh, yeah.
It won't be a face-to-face, front-on kind of war.
I know.
It's
going to
be like, I'm going to say it's going to be Apache style. It's going to be hit.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
There are so many factions involved in this. It's,
yes.
I mean, and it's also damn ridiculous.
I know.
We should not be to this kind of point.
But
we should
is.
Never let our elected get us to this point.
I know.
They have broke us up and divided us.
Exactly.
So that we're looking at each other as an enemy when we should every one of us stop dead in our tracks.
I know.
And look at the heads of the Democratic Party and the heads of the Republican Party and realize there is the enemy.
Yes. And reject them. Outright. Reject.
Reject. Reject them.
Remove
from office. Never vote for them again.
Oh, I agree with you. In fact, when you have the mainstream talk radio guys like Levin saying this Republican Party is going to be split right down the middle, I mean, I never thought I would hear him say that. He's starting to come around to Mikey from the hot seat's way of thinking, and I'm like, wow. You know,
well,
I don't.
You know, it's getting pretty obvious.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. These guys. They're meaning us harm, and the next time I say anything to Daryl Issa, and I will beg him to make sure that they don't sign that stupid small arms treaty, I'm going to explain to him, I don't agree with you on your energy policies, and I voted for you a gazillion times, you've been there 12 years, and if you don't change your tune, you're gone, and I would never vote for a Democrat, because they're even worse, but somebody with some cojones and some constitutional thinking, some Jeffersonian thinking needs to be in his place. Because he's been there.
If there was anybody there, you would never hear about them because the media would never talk about them. You would never hear, they would never publish anything they say or did.
I know. It's crazy. I think we got you and me in the chat room. I don't know who's listening, but it's been an absolute great hour so far.
You know, there's just so much happening. And we're just scraping things when we talk about this. But it all comes right back to Agenda 21, almost everything we talk about.
Because
and I keep harping on that, and I've been waking up more people to it. I have had a lot of people respond to me about the my county's comprehensive plan here in my county.
Good, good.
And, you know, and how did I know this? I read it.
Yes, yes. Hello. I opened a book for the love of Pete and educated myself. Oh, my God. Wonders
well,
never.
You know, look how they're doing our kids. How many of your kids are actually picking up books and reading them anymore?
No. And the other thing is, what I'm going to keep pushing for, and I know Glenn's going to keep pushing it, and David Barton's going to keep doing it. And in fact, Michelle Malkin's all over this too. I'm glad she is. Get rid of Common Core. You guys have – I keep posting. You've got to get these people out of your system, out of your schools, out of your school boards, out of your curriculum. You demand it. Every parent should demand from everyone in their school boards and their principals, whatever. You scream. I would go as far as to get picket lines around the schools until they take notice, and get the media on site as well to keep this stuff out.
And you got to realize – how much of the media is controlled by how many few people?
I know. Oh yeah.
Like here around here, you have the Seymour Daily Tribune, which
they
haven't even talked about Benghazi. The only thing I ever saw in that paper was the day after, and they accused the film of being the problem. There hasn't been nothing else mentioned.
I know. You know, look. We got the same thing here. I'm surrounded by libtards, but I do have some good people. Now, what was really quite godsend to me was we had a situation in my action group. Okay, I'm looking at Oceanside right now because I'm dealing with the Oceanside City Council and anyone else that I can go outside of my purview and do to help my other friends in Escondido. I'll definitely do that. And then, or any place else, all my patriots. Then I've got the vast majority of the people in action, which is the Alliance to Help Oceanside Communities, whatever, against the idiots in city council and the outside interests, right? So they were all libtards. And I was and because I joined action, they assumed that I was, you know, voting along party lines and their party lines. And so about three or four times ago when I spoke in front of the City Council, I said, we're going to set the record straight tonight. I said, I am not a progressive. Far from it. I said, I align myself with Thomas Jefferson, Ayn Rand, and John Locke. Let's get that out of the way right now. So now they know where I stand. And then I proceeded to talk about ICLEI and the rest of it because I'm telling you. But I didn't have, I think there were several things going on. We had an election, and, you know, I think it was, 2012? Yeah, 2012 won. We defeated him on Prop E and stuff. Okay. So we didn't have an action meeting. So I'm glad because I was ready to just go guns blazing and vilify these people who could be my friends, you know, because they were like ultra left-wing commies. And I thought, you know what? And it turned out to be perfect. I think it was providential, Bill, that we didn't have those meetings because the last two times I spoke, all the ones who I thought were on the fence of being total liberals have now they're understanding after 3 years what I'm talking about. They don't know the whole thing, but they're getting it. They're starting to get it, and they applauded me because I'm speaking the truth, and they're getting it because it's affecting them personally. They're trying to take this one gal's area's farms away from her, and she's had it for generations. And when I gave my speech about no farming and Agenda 21 the last time, she was all over it. She was the one who played Paul Harvey's So God Made a Farmer, and that opened the door for me. And I said, thank you, Lord, that she did that, because I'm telling you, she's got a damn good reason to worry about losing her farm, and this is why. And I laid into
well,
it. We
actually, Willie Nelson and John Mellencamp and a bunch of others stood up and had Farm Aid 1 year because the government tried to take up our farms. And it was John Mellencamp even wrote a song called Rain on the Scarecrow.
Yep.
That's what it's about, is the government trying to grab up farms.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you what they're getting ready to do.
Oh, God.
Think about this.
Oh, I want to know.
They're talking about all the tax revenue they lose from people who get paid under the tape or get paid in cash.
Oh, Christ. I know.
So they're going to come after that.
Oh,
when
yeah.
When they do, the little girl's lemonade stand's going to get taxed.
Oh, my God.
Anything, if you got a yard sale, you're going to get taxed.
I know.
That's coming. That's what they're up to.
They're so evil.
When it gets to that point, people, so many more are going to wake up to the fact of the evil. But will it be too late?
I don't know.
Will we already have been disarmed?
No.
Will we already have been infected and sickened by Monsanto and Spraying?
I know. I don't know.
Will we be in a... put into a camp?
Not this girl. But here's the thing. this is what I think is going to happen. I'm not a soothsayer by any stretch, but I think when this financial collapse comes, and I think it's coming within a year and a half, that was my prediction after the election, maybe 2 years at the outside, and people, they will wake up at that point. But between now and then, we cannot allow these people to breach our Fourth Amendment and our other amendments, especially the Second, because the Fourth Amendment and the Second Amendment go hand in hand, as you know, the illegal search and seizure.
Oh.
You cannot let them in your – you have got to have – I think everybody needs to
Indiana
have an attorney.
Indiana just passed that law last year. You better have a warrant.
Yep. Yep. And here's – well, it's in the Constitution, but do you think these idiots – obey the – oh, my God. They've been violating it for 150 years at this point from what I'm looking at. And now we're in the mess we're in. And so we've got to stand up. And I do believe that one person at a time, because if any of these cases, people breaching the Fourth, breaching the Second, confiscating your guns, they haven't even got a warrant, A, number one, didn't even ask you permission to come in the house. They just did it. You know, that when that goes to the Supreme Court, if these guys get – time in jail, believe me, it will go to the Supreme Court, and then we can fight it from there. So you have to keep utilizing the system against these people, Bill. You know what I'm saying? Just like I know Ron talked about the guy that didn't want to send his kids to the public schools, and it took 2 or 3 years he spent in jail, but he did it. He was a Bonhoeffer of his time because it was went against his fundamental religious conviction, and nobody had asked him until it got to the Supreme Court, and he won. And I don't know if he got any restitution, but he won. And that's how
you
do it.
Have you seen how bad the gays want suicide or trying to commit suicide?
They're
rushing to a government who's feeding Islam.
Yeah,
arms, money, everything else, and promoting them here while attacking Christianity here. And how are the Muslims going to treat you? Look to Iran and ask them.
Yeah, they'll stone you and cut
your
head
geniuses.
Off. Geniuses. Yeah, aren't they? It's amazing.
You're only
I know.
Being used. You're only being used.
Absolutely. I know.
You're only
I know
being used.
Wow.
Illegals. You're only being used.
Being used.
Yeah.
Anybody,
when they destroy us, then they take over the globe. Then they're going to get rid of a bunch of us. That's illegals.
God.
That's legals in their own countries.
Sure.
That's here in this country. Do you think when they reduce this country to 10 million or less in population, how many illegals do you think that will be left?
I don't know. I think
who goes against the government. I'm no fool.
Yep, I know. I know exactly. Well, look, when you take 95% like Ted Turner talks about and Maurice Strong and those creeps talk about democide and genocide and reducing the Earth's population – so you just figure out what, let's just say 90%. So 10% of 310 is what? 31 million people?
Where do they get that 310?
Well, I heard the last
population. Our population is like 340, 50 million.
Okay. All right. Whatever it is. So 34 million people, it will be all that's left in the United States, and they can easily herd them into those, you know, little high-density places and control them like the slaves and subjects they will be completely, and they'll be disarmed. So I think what's going to happen is there's a – look, they haven't done it completely yet, but I think I think it's going to backfire on them, dude. I really think it's going to backfire.
Oh, but Rod, I got to answer Rod. Oh, but Rod, they're also pulling the Muslims. Because in the end, they're going to get rid of them, too.
Oh, yeah. They're being used as well. Yeah. That new calendar.
When they're down to 1 billion to 500 million, it won't be Islamic.
Yeah. It'll be New World Order.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they're using them, too. I know. I absolutely agree. Okay, Rod, I got it.
That's one of the things I say. If everybody would just stop and look at who is manipulating all of us, including the Islamics, including the ones coming from other countries here illegally, including, around the globe.
Yep. Yep.
Look at who's playing us all. If we all stopped all of us stopped at one time and took a look at who is playing us all around.
Exactly.
Then that's who we should all be going after. And believe me, they fear that because there's no way they could stop that if the people of the world went after the ones.
The 300, yeah, the 300 rotters. I agree. I just wanted to ask, you can type it in, Rod. I hope you're coming to Delaney, and I know that you're probably going to either drive or get on a plane, but I'm trying to get more people, so we're going to have a blast. You got to come to Delaney, dude. So keep typing. Let me know.
We're going to just relax.
I know. I can hardly wait.
And have a good time because I figure for some of us, it may be the last time we ever see each other.
I know.
It's sad. It's sad because I've made some really good friends, and it tears me apart because we're all so far apart.
I know.
But, you know, we each got to do what we got to do.
I know.
And we each have others that we're going to try to help. I know. I just wish everybody that we could get this done the right way instead of where it's going to go.
I know.
But,
I agree.
Yeah. Bob Marley sang it once. The book must be fulfilled.
I know. I know. And the thing is, okay, so, you know, I agree with you, and I know what I think is as far as my own personal situation. I know Yola's trying real hard to get Nick to come to Indiana ASAP so she can feel more secure, which she would, I'm sure. I guess my question is, I don't know what the timeline's going to be. I don't know what situation. I guess we have to just let it play out and see where we're at in this country, because how do I get – I mean, I got one small truckload of stuff to come and try to have a place to live in. So – and I don't want to leave it here because California is going to be like Nazi city, you know. I don't know. I honest to God, I don't want to have to just, you know, bring a sleeping bag and my hunting knife and all the rest of it and hang out with y'all where you're going after the fact. So I don't know. We'll just let it see how it goes. I'm just hoping that I don't have to come to the place where you guys are.
Any day something could blow up and tip the scales and wake the people up.
Yeah.
You know, always have that hope.
Absolutely.
That prayer.
I know.
And I do think Benghazi will be a very bad point once everything's cut down.
Yeah, I know. And they're not giving up on it. And they're still not giving up on Fast and Furious. I heard something about it on the TV, on the radio today. So I'm hoping that they'll keep pressing.
And the idiot Obama nominated to be, oh my gosh, the guy who, he is a racist.
Which one?
Perez.
Oh, my God. I haven't even heard this one. Well, of course. What do you think that guy's not going to reach under a slimy rock for his appointments? Oh, my God. I mean.
He has put people in so many positions that every one of them is anti-American.
Oh, yeah. They're just like he is. Well, you know, birds of a feather, you know, serpents.
How do these people grow up not loving this country?
Because I don't think that
I don't get it.
I think they have been so hugely brainwashed. You know what they remind me of, Bill? They remind me of people who have gone to college and all they learned how to do is sit down and drink purple Kool-Aid because some idiot told them to do it. That's what I think's going on. These people.
I was very blessed to have a father who taught me to think for myself.
Oh, me too. Thank God.
Listen to someone's got to say, but think for yourself.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, what I got from both of my parents, and I love my mom because I didn't want to pull the dictionary out because I was going to type something into the thing on the Union Tribune and be very pissed off at these people. And I wanted to know how to spell Pied Piper. I knew about the Piper part, so I just walked in. I says, Mom, how do you spell Pied as in Pied Piper? She just said it immediately. It was like she has a steel trap mind. She's a walking dictionary, and I love it. My dad was an educator for like years, taught high school for 28 years, amazing man. taught me to read fluently at the age of 4. Of course, it had to be large print, but I was just a kid. So, I mean, and how to comprehend my whole life. He made me a lover of Shakespeare, of theater, of anything that was out there. I mean, he was a language person. He could adopt languages into his vocabulary as easy as, you know, 1, 2, 3. I mean, absolutely as easy as breathing to him. And I picked up on that too and loved it. I mean, the guy was like a Renaissance man and gave me so much. It was like my scope was huge. There was nothing that I couldn't enjoy, learn, or, you know, have a multifaceted personality with. I mean, because he was that way. So, you know, I was blessed. Absolutely, absolutely blessed. Both of them. Just amazing.
You know, I don't get how these people went to college and come out and they're so warped in their thinking. It's like they don't have, their common sense was never involved and logic was never involved. Maybe
he had,
I was. Maybe it's because all those years I watched Star Trek. You know, I don't know. I'm like Spock. There's got to be logic. This doesn't. If it doesn't, I'm also a Libra. So if it doesn't balance out to me, and things aren't balancing out anywhere, you say you're for the kids, yet you do all these things that hurt kids.
Oh, I know.
And you say you're for the poor, yet you do all these things that hurt the poor.
It's a lie. The guy thinks they know how to just lie. Oh my God, lie spin.
And we hear from the other side, we hear all about the wealthy, but they never mention the wealthy on their side, the Gates, the Buffetts, and those types of people, you know, Bloombergs. They don't mention them. Why aren't you trying to penalize them for being successful?
Yeah, oh, I know. I'm just
and then
typing
you get
this.
You get an establishment person, you know, out of the, and they'll try to make the Tea Party and people who are just the true American patriots, you know, standing up for their country, wanting what's right and by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And you attack them publicly.
Oh, where everybody
you
look,
humiliate
Bill,
them. You know,
I'm telling
who are we supposed to be supporting?
Well, here's the thing. Everything that you and I believe in, everything that the veterans coming back, everybody who wants to homeschool, everybody who believes in the Bible, everybody who understands the Constitution, we're the extremists now. We are on the list. And I'll tell you something. I'm in good company, Bill, because so were the patriots against King George III. They were called the same damn names. And you know what? I'm going to stand and fight. I don't care. They can take my life, but they'll never take my freedom. Like William Wallace said. I'm not playing. No, this is crap. They're not putting a chip in me. They're not taking my rights. They ain't taking my guns, and there's no gulags for this girl. Screw it. I ain't doing it.
Yeah. They don't get me. I don't fear for myself. I've been blessed by living in this country.
Absolutely. Well, look,
I couldn't imagine anything more beautiful than living and being raised in this country.
Right.
And being raised by the kind of parents I had and the values and principles in my area where I live and stuff and the school teachings and all. I've been a blessed man.
Yep.
And I have escaped death so many times.
Me too.
That when it comes, it'll be a welcome thing because I realize all it is my path to God.
Right. Because
I'm going home.
They
but
cannot
what is
take
sad to me is the children.
Yeah, I know. I agree with you. That's going to be real hard to deal with. No, they cannot take your seat next to God because if you are written in the Lamb's, they cannot take that. They can't take it, Bill. They can't take your soul because you've already been bought and paid for. Satan has no rights to it. He ain't getting it. We've all made our commitment and our covenant. No, they can't. They can take everything else. They can take your memory, your money, your physical body. They cannot take your soul or your seat in heaven. Can't do it. Sorry. And guess where they're going? I never have to see them again. You know that, right?
That's it. You won't. If they're there, you won't know it. They'll have something. You know, that will be because they gave a last moment's plea and got saved.
Yeah.
But you know, there are so many out there that Linda, they're not thinking like I do. They're young. They're children.
I know.
They're young people. there are those who can't bend for themselves, like your mother and others. You know, I stand up for them. But I'm going to be honest. The night I got saved, and they said, what do you want? I said, I want a witness to follow the Antichrist.
Yeah, that would be sweet. But you know what? I mean, whatever God has plans for us, we don't know. He's the only one that knows, right? He knows the beginning and the end, Bill. We can't even think about trying to foresee anything, and we're not really supposed to. We must have our faith in him because, you know, putting your faith in man is really stupid, especially right now.
Well, I'm one of them that I believe that if your faith is in there and your faith is deep enough, that as it says in Corinthians 12, you'd be blessed with gifts. And I believe there are people who know what's going to happen and that they are trying to warn people, but nobody will listen.
Yeah, I know.
It says there will be people trying to warn and nobody will hear them. Well, that's pretty much where we're at.
I don't think you're going to have to see that. I'm not sure what, because I've never been up there, so I don't know. But I don't think he makes us see evil things unless he has a special plan for one particular person or one particular soul. I don't think everybody has to witness all that stuff, so don't know. I think there's only certain...
Have you seen the controversy over the guy who plays Satan in the Bible?
Yeah.
Now, here's what a lot of people don't know. That same guy also played the Antichrist before Obama was ever even president.
Oh, wow.
Maybe before he was a senator.
Yeah.
He's played the evil role in several. He's played it before, you know.
That's funny. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, you know, I posted on one of the sites or something, and I said, no, I don't think Zero is the Antichrist. I said, but he's definitely a serpent.
Well, there are more than one Antichrist, and it's not saying, you know, I the book of Daniel has always reminded me of Obama, the part where it says he will come promising change, changing the laws and changing the views, and what he will bring is destruction. To me, that describes Obama. That's what he's done.
Do you know that Fidel Castro did the same thing? Hope and change.
Again, I know that the Bushes were involved in this global thing.
False flag. Yeah.
So they're part of it too.
Oh my gosh.
I know Clintons are. Uh-huh. And I know you know, so many out there that are elected officials holding power over us. Or that are wealthy people like the Gates and them.
You know what?
Bill Gates is
Here's the thing.
For a guy who's supposed to be so smart, Linda, he comes out, he talks about health care and how if all this health stuff was there, the population would decrease. How the heck would the population decrease if everybody was healthy?
Yeah, no, it's garbage. These people are just, they're putrid. They're so, you know.
They think we are so ignorant.
You know, whatever they're going to try to do, who do you think is going to come and take care of these people? Do you think these people are not God's enemies? Hugely? I mean, I pray every night. I tell him, I says, look, you know who your enemies are, Lord, and just please take them off my shoulders. I can't deal with it. He's going to judge them so perfectly and so righteously that they'll never recover, and you know that, unless hell freezes over, and I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. So I don't worry about that.
All the way they're manipulating statistics and facts and numbers and stuff, trying to, and people are buying it. If you look into how much foreclosures that the Fed bought into.
Sure.
Which they counted that as home sales, and when they did, at least it made it look like the numbers jumped, and interest rates start going up, and
this is how propaganda works. Look, they spin, they lie, they revise, the Hegelian dialectic. Progressives are evil people, and we know who they are. Some of them actually are so stupid because they know that the vast majority of Americans are also stupid by choice, that they can get away with this crap. Like Hillary going out there, in her campaign back in 08? I'm a early 20th century progressive. These people listening to this woman wouldn't know how to define what she just said if you gave them, free ammunition. They're uneducated, Bill. They wouldn't know those words. And they just sit there with doe eyes and, you know, drool hanging on their lips and applaud this clown. This is what goes on in our country. That's why we... Oy. Makes me nuts. And I know it makes you crazy, too. I say it every time I get on there. I go, for the love of God, will you please, people, read something in your entire lives? I do it all the time. Believe me. I get very intolerant of these coneheads. I do. Can't help it. Just because I'm not lazy and I do my darn homework, darn it. And I go to my meetings and I help people and I try to speak in front of city councils. I don't care if it's my own hometown or Escondido or Vista. I'm going to stand up and I'm going to speak. They give me 3 minutes. I'm doing it. Good luck to you guys. Mazel tov, because I'm speaking. As you said, they get sick of hearing us. Well, too bad.
Well, you know, sometimes it'll set in, but you know how they do us. They get out here and they perpetrate a lie and they keep telling it and telling it and telling it and telling it and telling it until it's up to the truth. Well, we're just doing it in reverse. We're telling the truth and we keep repeating it, keep repeating it, keep repeating it until people realize that it's the truth.
I know. I know. You have to keep doing it. We have to combat these clowns. I love Rod's posting and I missed something he said, but he says, remember he's running them forward than people. Yeah, he's talking about sending emails. Absolutely. Yeah, I get, emails, I get 45 to 100 every day. I have to go, and then I got to go to Facebook, and then I do everything, and I got to make phone
calls. I get over 600 emails a day.
Oh, Lord, thank God. I don't know how you do it.
But I've been at this a while, and, you know, I was a head of a anti-illegal organization in 2005-06.
Cool.
And before I turned over and started Biting Agenda 21, and...
Yeah.
If you were with me in any of the other groups before this, I always refused positions. This was the only one that was J.R. Yorshin and Hollis Buchanan that talked me into taking a position here.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I'm just getting ready. We got about 8 minutes left, and I was going to play a little music and just hope that everyone comes to Delaney. I was so excited about that. You know, and I'm trying, like I said, I'm promoting it to different people and, you know, the ones that we know, like Mike from Connecticut and the normal folks on our site, which would be, you know, I know Yola sent out a great blast. And I want Michael Magic and Robert Kaplan from Florida. And if I can get him off his duff and get him going, I get him to put Frank in a back seat and bring him too, because, oh, man, that would just be amazing. But we'll get as many as we can.
I know for a fact we will have at least live music because the place we will be at, the guy who owns that place.
Wow.
But
wow.
I hope to have some other players out there and just have a little
music
jamboree going on and everybody just being friendly and happy.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I know. Well, thank you for doing the show, and thanks, Rod, for tuning in, and we're going to have a blast. I'm going to go next month to my travel agent and see if she can get me a better deal, and I can get a red eye out and get to your town on time so that we can really, really enjoy, because I think I got in at 4:30 or something like that, and then it took us I don't know how many hours to get to the park, so we got to figure out a better way to do that, but we'll figure it out. Once I get my flight schedule, that'll be fantastic. Be absolutely fantastic. And I know it'll work out. I just don't want to make everybody wait for dinner, you know, just because I'm coming into Louisville.
Oh, you wasn't that late.
I know, but it was by the time we got to sit down, it was like, wow. Like, whoa, we're eating with the rich people. But it was so good to see everybody. And I hope Ron comes. He's got to come because he makes me laugh. So.
I hope everybody, I'd like to see a crowd come, because like I said, this may be our last chance, folks.
Oh,
let's get together and I like to put faces to people and thank them.
Oh yeah. Well, it will be fun. I'll try to bring some extra CDs this time, just, you know, different kind of variety, and, you know, we'll play around with it. But, you know, and it'll work. We were hoping to get, in case Mike can't come from Connecticut, somebody who has got a Skype camera, and we can, I'll email him and say, turn on your Skype deal and Skype me, or whatever. And then we fill him in. Yeah. If anyone's got a Skype camera, that would be great.
I'll see what we can do.
That would be so fun, because I know he's going through a lot of personal problems right now and things. So, you know, different situations and having to deal with work, and he might not be able to come, but he really would love to meet us. So if he can meet us through that, that would be super fine. I have a camera. I mean, I'm sure I could pack it up and get it over there, but then I got to, you know, make sure that if you've got a standalone computer like I do, the big box, figure out how to do it. I know there's ways.
Well, we're going to be at, that guy has a computer there, but he has a very slow connection. So I don't know how that'll work. And even mine out there where he's at,
yeah,
get a connection ain't going to be easy.
I know. That's the only deal. So we'll see
what
happens.
Oh, it's worse. He's on the other side of the highway.
Okay. All right.
He's in deeper than Delaney.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. Well, Bill, we're going to do this, and I'll see you guys on my show tomorrow, and hopefully everybody will tune in to Terry on Thursday. Man, she only had like one or two people. In fact, last week she wasn't on, but the other one she did was great. So I got to find out. Somehow I tuned in at 3 o'clock her time, my time, and it kept saying waiting for host to call in, so I don't know what happened. I'll try to email her and find out, but God bless. Oh, yeah, it'll be fun, you guys. God keeps his hands. Betcha.
Well, I just want to say good night and God bless.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hang in there. Hang in there. It ain't over till it's over.
You got it. And I'm going to play a little bit of song. We got a couple minutes, and God bless. Love you guys, and we'll check it out tomorrow on Right from the Left Coast. Good night. Sometimes this music takes a long time. It keeps circling. See if it'll work. Come on. Come on. Doesn't want to play for me. I was trying to do Patriots Won't Take It, and it's like sitting there, circling. It's circling. You've never been in here, so you don't know what the studio looks like. It's crazy. Dang it. Okay. Well, it's just sitting there, so I'll just talk for a minute and see if it comes up. Yeah, it's very weird. Yeah, we've got 3 minutes and 20 seconds for the show, but yeah, I had a blast. We covered everything we could. I got to read about the idiots in California trying to make lead ammunition illegal. So I don't know. Now I hope you guys can hear me, because the studio's reloading. I have no idea. And I can't see anything. So it's making me nuts. But if you can't hear me, I'll just kind of keep talking. I don't know. It's circling again. Oh, man. I've only got a couple minutes. It's been a great show. Oops, I can't find it now. I have a blank page, so I can't even see my music. But you guys, hopefully once I get in here, I can figure it out. Let's see. And as soon as I get it back up, I will end my show. And good night. Thank you.